欢迎大家在这个复活节来到神的教会。
Welcome all of you to the Church of God this Resurrection Day.
那我们今天讲一个很简单的课题，就是人性所需要的盼望。
And today we will touch on a very simple topic, and that is the hope that humans need.
我相信我们无论多单纯，我们知道人的心里面是需要盼望的。
No matter how simple we are, we know that we need hope in our hearts.
人活着的动力就是要有盼望。
The motivation for humans to live is to have hope.
人活着的动力是来自当他知道他明天会好，会更明朗，那他现在再苦也没有关系。
The motivation to live on comes from the hope that tomorrow will be better.
我们在读书的时候呢，读书很辛苦。
When we are studying, studies are very tough.
但是我们一想到会毕业，然后呢有精彩的人生，那现在无论怎样，咬紧牙根完成课业。
But when we think about our graduation and we have an exciting life ahead, we can bite the bullet now.
那我们做父母的，我们知道就生养孩子很辛苦，但是想到他会长大懂事，那现在能够承受那个辛苦。
We who are parents, we know that it is difficult to raise our children, but when we think about them growing up, we can endure the suffering and pain.
我们都清楚知道，人活着是需要动力的。
We are very clear that when humans live, they need the motivation.
而当我们能够给他盼望的时候，他才有动力。
And it is only when we give them hope, then they can have the motivation.
所以当我们爱一个人的时候呢，我们不是单单跟他讲实话。我们要给他盼望。
So when we love a person, we not only tell them the truth, but we must give them hope.
那现在有些人每次把一个残酷的事实就是跟你讲，但是呢，他没有给你盼望，那他只有给你压力。
Now when people tell us the hard truth, but they didn't give us hope, they only give us stress.
所以有时候我们最怕听到的就是医生跟我们说：“哦，你身上有什么绝症？”你就剩下几个月。
So we are very afraid of hearing the doctor telling us that we have a terminal illness and we are only left with a few months to live.
那我们都知道，医生是好人，是要帮助人的。但是他们讲的那个实话，没有办法给我们盼望。
We know that doctors are good; they want to help people, but their words cannot help us.
所以有一些人，他得到绝症的时候呢，他还没有来到生命的尾端，他已经失去活着的动力了。
So some people, when they have terminal illness, before they even come to the point of death, they already lose the motivation to live.
所以有些人呢，他没有办法想到明天会更好的时候，他就结束现在的生命。
So some people, when they cannot imagine that tomorrow will be better, they end their life today.
我们知道为什么人自杀吗
？Do you know why people committed suicide?
不是因为他现在地上太多的苦难。
It's not because they have too much suffering on earth.
人的心其实都有这个承受力，能够承受很多的苦楚，很多的压力。
In fact, we have this endurance in our heart to withstand many sufferings.
但是他在苦楚当中的时候呢，没有人给他盼望，他也想不到明天会更好的时候呢，他就决定结束自己的生命了。
But in their pain and suffering, when no one gives them hope, and when they think about their terrible life, they want to end their life.
有曾经要自杀的人呢。他们自杀不成功，后来他们做见证。
Those who ever wanted to commit suicide but they failed, they ever gave this testimony.
他们曾经说，如果从我现在走到我要自杀的那个地方去的时候，这个中间如果有人问候我、关怀我的话，我不会自杀的。
And they shared that from the point where they planned their suicide to their actual action is if in between there's somebody who care about them, they will not.Want to continue with their plan.
为什么呢
？And why?
因为当有人一关怀他的时候呢，他会想到原来还有活着的意义。
Because the moment someone cares for them, they will think that there is still reason to live on.
我的明天还有盼望。
There is still hope for my tomorrow.
还有人在乎我。
There are still some people who care for me.
所以人活着真的需要盼望的。
So people live on, they need hope.
我们有盼望吗？
So do we have hope?
如果我们没有盼望，我们现在活着是行尸走肉了。
If we are not having hope, we are just living an empty life.
所以当我们讲到这个事实的时候，我们要问一个很真实的问题。
So when we talk about this truth, we must ask a very honest question.
我们的人生真的能够有真实的盼望吗
？Can we really have true hope in our life?
我们要的盼望是真实的，不是虚无的。
We want a true hope and not a vain hope.
如果一个人跟我说你的明天会好，会更明朗，我要知道是真实的，不是哄我的。
If somebody tell me my tomorrow will be better, I want to know that it is true and it's not just something to coax me.
那如果真的是我的明天是会更好的话，那我现在再苦也没有关系。
If my tomorrow will indeed be better, then no matter how painful it is today, it's still all right.
但是圣经很清楚告诉我们，在人要得到真正的盼望的时候，有三个仇敌。
But the Bible clearly tells us that there are three enemies to human finding hope.
有三样东西阻挡人找寻到真正的盼望。
Three things hinder human finding hope.
那哪三样呢？
And which are the three things?
第一。
First,
就是当人活在地上的时候，有一个不止息的苦难。
That is when people live on earth, there is perpetual suffering.
我们人其实都生在一个有苦难的世界。
We are all born into a world of suffering.
如果我们活到一把年纪，我们能够会知道的，我们越老越苦啊。
We have lived long enough to realize that the older we grow, the more suffering there is.
你四十多，我现在四十多岁，那身体开始有一点状况，那以前二十多岁没有的。
I'm now in my 40s and I start to face certain health issues which I didn't face when I'm in my 20s.
其实呢，比这个更多的是，当人的年岁越来越增长的时候呢，你发现你苦楚越多，担忧的东西越多。
And as people age, you realize there's more suffering and there's more things to worry about.
当你懂得越多的时候，担心的更多。
When you know more, you worry more.
所以人生是一种苦海。
So life is full of suffering.
不会停止的苦楚。
And all these sufferings will not end.
那快乐的时光一下子就过了，然后就苦楚就来。
And joyful moments will be over in a while, and then sufferings will come.
所以人的宗教为什么开始？
And so why did human religion start?
所有的人的宗教的开始是人的心里面察觉到有苦难，有苦楚。
Human religions were started because humans realized that there is suffering and pain within our hearts.
所以人感到非常的无助。
So humans felt very helpless.
在这无助当中要寻找一个更有能力的存在者，能够依靠他，求他帮助。
So in their helplessness, they want to rely on a more powerful being.
人都在一个苦楚里面。
And so humans are all in suffering.
如果你看这个世界的话，这个世界充满苦难的时候，人跟人之间的关系就变得越来越紧张。
So when you see that there are suffering in the world, then there will be tension in interpersonal relationship.
当一个国家很贫穷的时候。
When a country is very poor.
当一个民族没有东西吃的时候。
When a nation has nothing to eat,
这个世界有食物短缺的时候呢？
And when there's food shortage in the world,
这个世界拥有很多财富的人很紧张。
Those people who are very wealthy, they are very nervous.
因为他们几时会起来反抗？
Because they are worried of protests.
所以因为苦难的缘故，这个世界是一直要支撑维持自己，让尽量取得越平衡越好。
So the world is trying to sustain a balance.
因为不然的话，那整个世界会有暴动。
Otherwise, there will be riot.
没有的会像有的会开战的。
Those who don't have will protest against those who have.
所以这个是一个世界的实况来的。
And that is a real truth.
在一个有苦难的世界，这个苦楚的危机是一直存在的。
So there is this crisis of pain in the world of suffering.
那我们很多时候没有去想啊，这么大的眼光。我们新加坡什么都有的。
Sometimes we never think about such a global view because Singapore have everything.
马来西亚没有鸡蛋，别的国家有鸡蛋。
If Malaysia cannot supply us with egg, we can get it from other countries.
没有去想，因为我们物质都很丰富。
We are very affluent in our materials.
物质丰富的时候呢，人的心灵就苦楚。
But when we are materially affluent, we are poor in our spirit.
因为人担忧的、人苦的东西是无限的。
Because there's boundless things for us to worry about.
你苦的东西跟我苦的，你担忧的跟我担忧的东西不一样。
What you worry about is different from what I worry about.
但是很多人其实含着苦楚，天天睡觉的。
But a lot of people go to sleep with suffering and pain.
有一天，我的小儿子跟他的朋友在路上走路的时候
，One day, my youngest son was walking along the street with his friend.
忽然间，迎面而来有一个老太太
Suddenly, an old lady approached them.
忽然间叫住他们，年轻人，你们站住。
And asked the youngsters to stop.
然后他拿出五块钱 给他们，你们要什么拿去买东西。
And she took out $5 and gave it to them, telling them to buy whatever they want.
我那时候我就说，哎，吓了一跳，莫名其妙，为什么忽然间给我们钱呢？
So my son was very surprised why this lady suddenly gave him money.
说为什么你给我们钱啊？
So he asked, why do you give us money?
因为你们走向我的时候，你们跟我笑。
Because as you were walking toward me, you are smiling at me.
哇，笑也有钱呐！
So you smile, also you get money.
我常常对人笑，也没有钱呐。
I always smile to others, but I didn't get paid.
所以我的儿子回来跟我讲这个东西的时候，
So when my son told me this,
我就跟他说，可能那个老太太心里面是有很多苦楚。
So I told my son, perhaps the old lady had a lot of suffering in her heart.
可能连她的家人都很少跟她笑。
Perhaps even her family members seldom smile at her.
她活在的世界是很残酷的。
She lived in a cruel world.
所以呢，就是陌生人跟她笑一下，哎呀，她感到温馨。
So she felt very warm when strangers smile at her.
忽然间好像有盼望。
She suddenly had hope.
各位会这样想吗？
So can you think about that?
各位有跟人笑过，然后呢，人家给你钱。
Have you ever smiled to anyone and people give you money?
有时候我们连看人的眼睛都没有啊，我们就走掉了啊，太忙了这个社会。
Sometimes we are too busy, we don't even have eye contact with people.
但是很多人心中是有苦楚不能说的。
But there's many people with pain in their heart that they cannot reveal.
谁能够了解呢？
Who can understand them?
各位，在这个苦楚里面，人很难有盼望。
And in such pain and suffering, it's very hard for people to have hope.
人的苦难是很真实的。
Because people's suffering are very real.
所以圣经说，在地上你们有苦难。
So the Bible tells us that in this world you will have trouble.
在苦难当中，你们一直寻求解脱。
And in your troubles, you keep finding liberation.
在苦难当中，你好了一下子之后又问题来了。
You get better a while, but after that problem strike again.
很多人的苦其实不是外在的，是心灵里面的痛苦。
Many people's problem is not outward, but inward.
有时候我们看我们的孩子的时候呢，我们讲他还没有长大。
Sometimes when we look at our child, we say he has not grown up yet.
我们就很愁苦。
And so we are troubled.
什么都要帮他想。
We want to plan for him in everything.
但是你有没有想过，当你的孩子长大之后，哦，他懂事了，他就开始有苦楚。
But have you ever thought about it? When your child grows up and he is sensible, then he will start to have his own worries.
你看到他开始担心很多事情。
And he will start to worry about many things.
然后你说啊，他长大了。
And you say, yeah, he's grown up.
所以很矛盾，对不对？
So it's very ironical.
好像看到人心里有痛苦、有受苦、有担忧的时候，说他长大了。
It's as if the sign, the pain and suffering in the person's heart is a sign of his growing up.
但是他不担忧，就他没有长大，那个担忧就在你的身上。
But if he has no worry, he hasn't grown up, then the worries falls on you.
有苦难的真实在这个人间里面。
So in this world, there's this reality of suffering.
所以在苦难中，人很难有盼望。
So in suffering, it's very hard for people to have hope.
那另外一个叫人没有盼望的东西是什么呢？
What's another thing that causes people not to have hope?
就是人心里面的邪恶。
That is the evil in human heart.
各位，人心是邪恶的。
No, human heart is evil.
人生在这个邪恶里面。
Because humans are born into evil.
邪恶是什么？很多人问。
So many people ask, what is evil?
邪恶听起来不好听。
Evil doesn't sound pleasant.
但是其实我们人都认识邪恶的。
But in fact, we humans, we know evil.
在邪恶里面，其实我们人有惧怕的。
And within evil, humans have fear.
因为我们知道邪恶最终一定完蛋，一定受审判、受刑罚的。
Because we know that eventually evil will be punished and condemned.
人在邪恶当中，他就一直犯罪，越犯罪越糟糕，就越绝望。
So as humans continue in more and more sin and evil, he becomes more and more hopeless.
所以很多人到一把年纪的时候，我不会改了。
So some people they live up to a certain age and they say, I cannot change.
我不能改了，但是你不要这样。
I can no longer change, but you must not be like this.
有些人五六十岁一生赌博，把钱输掉，跟孩子讲你不要赌博啊。
So some people they have been gambling for 50-60 years, and they tell their children you must not gamble.
但是很快的，他看到自己里面的贪心不满足在他孩子身上。
But very soon he will see that his own greed and dissatisfaction fall onto his own child.
什么是邪恶？很多人问。
So many people ask, what is evil?
神学家奥古斯丁说，邪恶是一种动因啊。
So theologian Augustine said that evil is an agent.
是什么动因？是失去良善的一种动因。
So evil is an agent to the loss of goodness.
就好像 黑暗、哦、什么叫黑暗？
Just like what is darkness?
黑暗是一种性情吗？是一种能力吗？
Is darkness a kind of temperament or a kind of force?
好像是一种动因。
But it's a kind of agent.
当没有光的时候，黑暗就自然存在的。
When there is no light, then darkness naturally exists.
所以圣经里面最伟大的使徒，使徒保罗，他很诚实的说。
So the greatest apostle in the Bible, he honestly confessed.
他说在我里面没有良善。
He said there is nothing good in me.
他说我要行善的时候，诶，就发现邪恶与我同在。
He said whenever I want to do good, evil is there with me.
那他很诚实的说。
And he expressed that very honestly.
诶，他是一个守律法的人，什么都可以做的漂漂亮亮。嗯。
He's someone who can keep the law beautifully.
保持一个美好的水准。
He can maintain a very good standard.
但是他说我的心不是这样的。
But he confessed that my heart is not like this.
邪恶，因为邪恶与我同在。
Because evil is right there with me.
人的心是邪恶的。
Because human heart is evil.
对，所有的宗教说人是善的。
All religion tells us that human is good.
但是就圣经保罗说人是邪恶的。
But only the Bible, Paul said that human is evil.
因为对人的心，对人的性情很诚实的看待。
Because he views human nature very honestly.
就每一次要做善的时候，但是我是这样做出来是好像帮助人，我心并不是爱人。
He said that every time we want to do good, and it appears as if we are helping people, but my heart doesn't really love people.
有些人不太理解，有些人说没有啊，我们没有这么邪恶。
Some people say, "No, I'm not so evil."
我没有这么害过人啊。
I never harm anyone before.
各位，你们好好明白邪恶的本质是什么。
But you must understand the true essence of evil.
我们都爱过人，对不对？
We have all loved people before.
我们爱人的时候，我们从来没有想过我们是邪恶的。
When we love someone, we never imagine we are evil.
我们都有所爱的人，我们愿意最好的东西给他。
We all have people whom we love, and we want to offer the best to them.
你有没有发现，当你越爱一个人的时候，那个爱很奇怪的，就会生出一种要求。
But do you realize that when you love a person, the more you love, strangely, you will have demands for the person.
然后那个要求达不到的时候呢，你就开始对他不满足了。
And when the demands cannot be met, you start to be dissatisfied with the person.
所以原来爱人是要无私的爱。
In fact, we should love people selflessly.
但是爱变成要求，变成不满足。
But love became demands, became dissatisfaction.
各位有发现吗？为什么这么好的东西，爱？为什么会变成不满足
？Why is it that such a beautiful thing can love can become dissatisfied?
因为有邪恶的
discontentment，
因为邪恶的种子在人的心里面。
Because the seed of evil is in human heart。
人的心要爱的时候，他达不到我的要求，或者他伤害我的，这个爱就变成恨。Okay.
So when we want to love in our heart, but the person cannot meet our demand or the person hurt us, then the love became hate。
那人有成功很出色的时候
，When a person is successful and remarkable，
其实他。之后更难的东西是什么
？What is more difficult for such a person is
就是不要骄傲，不要自满。
Is not to be conceited and proud。
所以一成功，我一出色的时候呢，很奇怪的，一直要提醒自己要谦卑，要谦卑。
The moment he succeeds, he must keep reminding himself to be humble, be humble。
因为这个心是很自然的，会骄傲，觉得自己什么都可以。
Because the heart will naturally grow proud and think that he can do everything.
自己可以的时候，就会看到别人不可以。
When he himself is able, he saw the inability of others.
这个是在人心里面很自然产生出来的东西。
And this is something that happened very naturally in human heart.
无论怎样好的，都会渐渐变成不好，变质。
No matter how good something is, it will gradually evolve into something bad.
所以你会发现，在这个世界有一样好的东西出现，很快就会不好的东西出现。
So you realize that in this world, when something good arises, something bad will come.
不会两全其美的。
You will not get the best of both worlds.
以前我在高中的时候呢，我们一群男同学呢，就是常常在一起讲一些很无聊的话题
In my junior college years, I have one group of friends. We like to talk about meaningless stuff.
但是有时无聊当中也有有值得思考的东西在里面。
But sometimes in those meaningless stuff, there are also thought-provoking things.
我有一个朋友很有趣哦。
I have this very interesting friend.
他就说朋友们，我给你们选择哈。
So he asked the friends to choose to make a choice.
如果你可以选择，你希望你以后的妻子 是很聪明的还是很漂亮的。
So he asked, if you have a choice, would you prefer that your future wife is someone who is beautiful or someone who is smart?
哦，还没有结婚的，快点想。
Those of you who are single, you can quickly think about this question.
结婚的就不用想了。
Those of you who are married, you can no longer think about this.
那有一些说，哦，我要很聪明的妻子，因为我要她帮助我。
And some answered, I want a smart wife to help me.
另外一个朋友说，哦，这个我要看一辈子的，我要漂亮的哦。
Another friend said, I have to look at her for a whole lifetime, so I want someone who is beautiful.
那我有一个好朋友，他就说，哎，为什么不可以又聪明又漂亮哦？
And I have another friend who said, why can't it be both beautiful and smart?
那我那个发这个提问的，他就说，他又聪明又漂亮，他会选上你嘛？
And the person who asked the question said, if a girl is both beautiful and wise, will she like you?
她嫁给你之后，她就失望了，她会对你忠心到底嘛？
After she married you, she may be disappointed in you, and will she be faithful to you to the end?
所以这个好像人没有办法两者兼得。
It seems as if a person cannot get the best of both worlds.
那以前我十多岁的时候，其实我很多东西不懂。
So in my teens, I don't know many things.
但是我听这个话的时候呢，哎，我心里面就感觉到，哎，对，东西是不能两者兼得的。
But through that discussion, I realized that we cannot get the best of both worlds.
所以每次我们说，哎，人有一好，没有二好。
So we always say that if a person is good at one thing, he cannot be good in everything.
为什么不要样样都好？
Why can't he be good in everything?
没有这样的人。
Because there's no such person.
因为人心中有邪恶。
Because there is evil in human heart.
他有一样东西好像感觉很好，但是他很自然的东西呢，是会不好的东西就会出现。
When he feels that he's good in something, naturally, he will show his the areas in which he's poor at.
人有一好，没有二好。
So a person can be good in one thing, but not in everything.
你说，哦，我要养孩子，我要养一个很好的孩子。
So you say, I want to raise up a very fine child.
我要什么都教导他，教他品学兼优。
I want to teach him well in everything in his moral and ethics.
但是你发现他长大了就有一好没有二好。
But you realize same thing, he can excel in one area, but not in every area.
那有些人说，没有啊，我样样都好嘞。
But some people, they think that they are good in every area.
我的事业也好，婚姻也好，我的孩子也好。
I excel in my career, my study, even my children are good.
样样都好。
And everything is good for me.
当你样样都好的时候，你旁边的人就会妒忌你。
But when you are good in everything, people around you will be jealous of you.
然后你要开导人说，哎，我跟你讲，孩子啊，要怎么教怎么教啊。
And when you want to give people advice, for example, how to teach your children.
那个人就说，哎呀，你样样都好，你不了解的哈。
And people will reply you, you know, you are good in everything, so you won't understand.
你少来，你不要讲这些东西，你不了解我的处境。
You don't give me advice because you don't understand my situation.
这很奇怪。
So it's very strange.
为什么有这样的 contention, 有这样的争执会出现？
So there are such tensions that arise.
这世界有邪恶。
Because there is evil in this world.
人心里面有邪恶。
There is evil in human hearts.
在有邪恶的人心里面，你没有办法取得完美的。
So when there's evil in human hearts, there's no way you can attain perfection.
所以你有得，你又会失。
So you will gain and you will lose.
你有成功了，等一下就会失败。
You have success and failures.
这是一个很真实。然后这个得失成败，往往是你自己的私欲带来的东西。
And all this success and failures, gain and losses is often brought about by your own selfish desires.
很多人不要承认这个事情。
But many people refuse to admit this.
但是有些人很有反思能力。
But some people they have very strong thinking power.
有些人甚至他忠于圣经的时候，他会明白为什么我的失败、我的失去都是我的私欲来。
And some people when they are true to the Bible, they understand that my failures comes from my sinful and selfish nature.
这个私欲里面没有良善。
Because in my sinful nature there is no goodness.
这个私欲叫很好的关系，等一下又变成有问题的关系。
So my selfish desires will change a good relationship into something problematic.
所以邪恶存在的时候，人很难有盼望的。
So when evil exists, it's very hard for people to have hope.
我不知道各位听到这个地方，你会了解吗
？I'm not sure whether you can understand so far.
但是如果我们真的有思考人生，我们有反思，这个是显而易见的事情。
But if we ever ponder about life, this is very obvious.
然后还有一样东西叫人不能有盼望的是什么
？And another thing causes people not to have hope.
那就是死亡了。
And that is death.
死亡是人最终的仇敌。
Death is the ultimate enemy of human beings.
圣经说，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
The Bible tells us that everyone is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment.
死亡律是没有一个人能够战胜的。
No one can overcome and have victory over death.
每个人都要面对的。
Everyone have to face death.
然后呢，特别知道自己心里有邪恶的人呢？非常不喜欢讲死亡的东西。
Especially those who know that there is evil in their heart, they do not like to talk about death.
因为一讲到死亡的时候，会想到，哎，之后圣经说有审判。
Because the moment they talk about death, they know the Bible says there will be judgment after death.
这种审判、刑罚之心，就深深的刻印在人心里的深处里面。
So the sense of punishment is deeply imprinted in the hearts of men.
人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Every man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment.
很多人说啊，人死了就没有。
Many people say there is nothing anymore after a person dies.
但是呢，哦，你要给我安葬的好，你要给我怎样的啊？哦，去哪里有东西吃，还是什么？又会想这个东西。
But then they will give instruction. You must bury me well. You must let me have enough food to eat, and so on.
死亡是一个真实的东西。
Death is a very real thing.
没有人能够战胜。
No one can overpower death.
圣经说死亡是一个权势来的。
The Bible tells us that death is a power.
你有哪一个人能够用你的聪明来骗过死亡？
Which of you can use your wits to fool death?
到了时候，死亡会找你。
When the moment comes, death will come and find you.
所以人唯一要得到安慰的就是我们尽量乐观，尽量不要想消极的东西。
So people try to comfort themselves to be optimistic and to think on the bright side.
但是这个事实会临到。
But this reality will strike you.
所以在死亡的时候，人没有盼望。
So in the face of death, people have no hope.
这三样东西里面呢，阻挡人有一个真实的盼望。
So these three things hinders people from having true hope.
对，哪三样东西？第一，不止息的苦难。
First, perpetual suffering.
人心里的邪恶。
Second, the evil in human hearts.
还有什么？就是死亡。
And third, death.
每一个人都会面对的。
Everyone will have to face death.
每一个人想到的时候都会恐惧的。
Everyone will fear death.
我亲爱的朋友，哪一个人能够用他的聪明或者他的意志力能够胜过这三个仇敌？
Now, which person can use their will and wisdom to overcome these three things?
你很有爱心，你能够行善。
You are full of love, you can do good.
但是你能够解除这个世界的邪恶吗？
But can you destroy all the evil in this world?
你很有爱心，你能够行善，你能够叫死亡不临到你吗？
You are full of love and you can do good, but can you stop death from coming to you?
我亲爱的朋友，这三个的仇敌叫人其实隐藏着绝望在心中。
And dear friends, these three things actually causes humans to hide hopelessness in our hearts.
各位，神造人的生命的时候呢，是把希望放在他的生命里的。
But when God created humans, God gave mankind hope.
因为神给人有时间观念。
Because God gave humans the concept of time.
只有人，动物没有。人知道有昨天，有今天，有明天。
Only humans, animals will know there is yesterday, today, and the future.
昨天痛苦，今天有一点苦，但是想到明天好，没有关系。
Yesterday and today there may be certain suffering, but the moment you think that tomorrow will be good, then it's all right.
如果今天好，我盼望明天更好，那我今天就很开心了。
Today, if it's really good, and I hope that tomorrow will be better, then I'll be very joyful today.
所以人需要盼望的。
So humans need hope.
那神知道人需要盼望。
And God knows humans need hope.
所以神也知道人得不到盼望而无助。
And God also knows that men are also helpless because they cannot find hope.
所以神差遣他的独生爱子。
And that's why God sent his only beloved son.
他的独生爱子耶稣来到地上，就是来给人真正的盼望。
God's only beloved son came to the world to give mankind hope.
他要把盼望给人的时候，他一定要解除这三样的问题。
And if he's to give mankind hope, he must resolve these three problems.
所以神的儿子来，第一，最重要的是先解决什么问题呢？
So most importantly, when the Son of God came, what is the problem he resolved?
他是先解决死亡的问题。
He first resolved the problem of death.
所以今天复活节，为什么叫做复活节？
So today, why do we call it Resurrection Day?
因为他被罪人钉在十字架上，他身体毁坏而死。
Because he was crucified and his body was perished and he died.
好像跟人一样，这个身体就是流血流尽了死。
So he bled and he died.
但是他三天后复活了。
But after three days, he was raised to life.
他复活了，各位亲爱的朋友。
And he resurrected.
各位，你绝对不要相信，如果一个人他没有办法从坟墓里面走出来，你不要盼望，他可以给你盼望。
Now, if a person cannot even walk out of his own tomb, you must not think that he can give you hope.
如果他不能战胜死亡，他能够给你什么盼望？
If he cannot overcome death, what kind of hope can he offer you?
因为人终极的仇敌是死亡。
Because the ultimate enemy of mankind is death.
那只有那个能够从死亡战胜他复活的。
Only the one who can triumph over death and be resurrected.
他才能够说复活在我，生命在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
He is the only one who can say, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, they will live even though they die.
所以复活是我们基督教给人类的最大的盼望。
So resurrection is the greatest hope that Christianity offers mankind.
因为如果你没有这个复活 的指望的话，你今天所拥有的一切是终究会失去的。
If you do not have the hope of resurrection, you will lose everything you have today.
你今天有很多人爱你，最后你要跟他们全部分离。
Even if there is many people who love you today, eventually you will have to say goodbye to them.
神的儿子他复活了。
But the Son of God, he resurrected.
所以他叫他应许信他的人也与他一同会复活。
And he promised that whoever believes in him will also be resurrected together with him.
这是给人类最大的盼望。
And that is the greatest hope offered to mankind.
所以圣经说，如果人是没有复活，今天我们吃吃喝喝算了，我们尽量满足这个肉身就好。
And the Bible tells us that if there is no resurrection, then today we just gratify our flesh and just eat, drink, and be merry.
但是因为会有复活。
But because there is resurrection.
复活对信神的人，复活之后有赏赐。
And to those who believe in God after resurrection, there will be rewards.
所以你会知道今生是很有意义的。
And so you know that this life is very meaningful.
因为这个短暂的人生会换取永恒。
Because this brief life will be exchanged for eternity.
就复活给人的盼望。
That is the hope that resurrection offers mankind.
然后另外神的儿子来，他一定要解决这个邪恶的问题。
Next, the Son of God.Came, he must resolve the problem of evil.
神的儿子是那唯一良善、全善的。
The Son of God is the only one who is good and perfect.
所以当他来到地上的时候呢，邪恶不能立足呢。
So when he came to the world, evil will lose its footing.
就好像对光一照的时候，黑暗怎么立足
？Just like when light shines in, darkness can no longer exist.
黑暗是自然就消散的。
Darkness will automatically disappear.
所以神的儿子来的时候呢，他首先他说我是世界的光。
So when the Son of God came, he first said that he is the light of the world.
要照亮人心中的黑暗。
He will shine into the darkness in human hearts.
然后他的一个很重要的使命就是把人从邪恶里面拯救出来。
And his very important mission is to save people from evil.
各位注意听，是从邪，不是把邪恶。先除灭，是先把人从邪恶里面救出来。
Listen carefully. It is not first eliminating all evil, but to save people from evil.
怎么把人从邪恶救出来呢
？And how can he save people from evil?
刚才我说，心中有邪恶的人知道自己有审判。
Now, just now I mentioned those who have evil in their hearts, they know they will face judgment.
这个审判一定要有人承担。
And this judgment must be borne by someone.
所以神的儿子来，他死在十字架上的那件事情，就是承担所有人的邪恶的那个罪。
So when the Son of God came and he bore the sins on the cross, that is shouldering everyone's.
那个良善的为邪恶的受刑罚。
The good suffered punishment on behalf of the evil.
就替代人。
So he substituted mankind.
所以使徒保罗说：“我真是苦啊。”
So Apostle Paul said, "Wretched am I."
为什么他苦呢
？Why did he feel suffering?、
不是生病苦。
He suffered not because of illness.
他知道心中里面有邪恶。
Because he knew that there is evil in his heart.
那这个苦，这个邪恶的那个刑罚感在他的心，谁能够救他呢
？So he felt very wretched, and he wondered who can save him.
他说：“感谢主耶稣，也借着他就脱离了这个。”
But he thanked God because through him he is liberated from this.
所以你因信那个为你承担你的过错、你的罪恶的 所以你不受审判。
And because you believe in the one who bore your sin and evil, you will not be judged.
你不会被定罪。
You will not be condemned.
这是给人类最大的释放了。
That is the greatest relief given to mankind.
但是还有另外一个，怎么把人从邪恶救出来呢
？And another way by which he can save people from evil.
就是当神的儿子为人死而复活的时候，他同时把他良善的性情赐给信他的人。
That is when the Son of God died and resurrected on behalf of mankind, he also gave his good nature to his believers.
所以各位，一个真正信耶稣的人，他不是外表行善了。
So a true believer of Christ, he doesn't just do good outwardly.
是心里面喜爱善。
In his heart, he will love goodness.
心里面爱人。
From his heart, he will love men.
不是外表做出来的东西。
It's not just outward conduct.
其实今天我们最讨厌的人是谁？
What is the kind of people we hate most?
还不是那些做坏事的。
It's not those who do evil.
乃是其实里面是很坏的，但是外面做出来好像给人看哦很好哦。
But it's those who are evil inside, but they have outward good behavior.
这个就是一种形式外表的东西。
And that is a kind of outward performance.
基督教讲的不是这个东西。
But Christianity is not talking about that.
基督教讲的是一个真实的心，真实的爱。
Christianity talk about a true heart and true love.
那你说基督徒会不会还犯错
？And you ask, will Christians still commit wrong?
会，因为这个身体还是有罪的。
Yes, because our bodies still have sin.
但是呢，基督徒如果从罪恶里面救出来的时候，基督徒是一个会悔改的人。
But if Christians are being saved from evil, then Christians are people who know how to repent.
所以会犯错。但是会悔改。
So yes, we will still commit wrong, but we will also know how to repent.
他不会因自己的犯罪而合理化，或者找借口，或者享受犯罪。
He will not rationalize or make excuse for his own sin or indulge in the sin.
真正信耶稣的人，心里面知道自己错了，知道会悔改。
True believers of Christ, when they know that they are wrong, they will really repent.
会觉悟。
And they will be awakened.
所以这就是你从罪恶被救出来。
And that is you being saved from evil.
真正的要救出来，那就是这样。
That's how we are truly saved.
第三，地上有苦难怎么办
？Third, what to do about the suffering in the world?
神的儿子说，在地上你们有苦难，但是我已经胜了世界了。
And the Son of God says, in this world you have trouble, but I have already overcome the world.
神的儿子怎么胜过那个苦难呢
？And how did the Son of God overcome the troubles?
他怎么帮你胜过那个苦难呢
？How does He help you overcome the troubles?
首先，他应许我们，你们的苦难是短暂的。
First, He promised that your problems, your sufferings are short-lived.
有一天，神会擦干你们的眼泪。
One day, God will wipe away all your tears.
我们人有很多眼泪。
We humans, we have a lot of tears.
我们很多的失望。
We have many disappointments.
我们为婚姻、为儿女流泪。
We teared for our marriage, for our children.
有时我们得到安慰一下，一下子又流泪。
Sometimes we may get a comfort for a short while, but after that we cry again.
神说，有一天我会擦干你们的眼泪。
But God tells us that one day I will wipe away all your tears.
人擦干我们的眼泪的话，我们还会再哭。
If humans wipe away our tears, we will still cry.
但是神擦干我们眼泪的话，那永远不会哭了。
But if God wipes away our tears, we will never cry again.
因为再也没有死亡、疼痛、悲伤。
Because there's no longer any pain, suffering, or death.
这是神应许所有信他的人。
This is God's promise to whoever believes in Him.
那么现在的苦难怎么办呢
？So what to do about our present suffering?
那神说他会亲自与我们同在。
God tells us that He will be with us personally.
神说因为这个世界已经堕落，会有苦难。
God says because the world has already fallen, there will be suffering.
你的身上也会遇见苦难，跟世人一样。
You like the rest of the world will also encounter suffering.
但是神会亲自与你同在。
But God will be personally with you.
有时神与你同在的时候，并不是把你不好的环境拿开。
Sometimes when God is with you, it's not like He will remove all your bad circumstances.
他会靠近你，坚强你的心。
But He will draw near you and strengthen your heart.
扶持你的心，给你有能力能够胜过那个苦楚。
And He will support your heart so that you have the strength to overcome that trouble.
这是神应许所有信他儿子的人。
This is God's promise to whoever believe in His Son.
叫他们得着真正的盼望。
That they will receive true hope.
在一个有苦难、有邪恶、有死亡的世界里面， 借着神的儿子得到盼望。
That in the world of suffering and death and evil, through the Son of God, we can have hope.
愿神赐给你们他里面的盼望。
May God give to each and every one of you the hope in Him.
愿他儿子的盼望临到你们。
May the hope of the Son of God come upon all of you.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray.
神啊，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
感谢你今天给我们这篇信息。
Thank you for giving us the message today.
感谢你让我们在你儿子耶稣里面有盼望。
Thank you for letting us have hope in your Son Jesus Christ.
今天愿你的话语感动众人。
Today may your word touch everyone.
吸引众人。
And attract them.
我们当中有人可能还没有认识你。
Among us, perhaps there are some people who have yet to know you.
我们都卷入在这个地上的苦难和邪恶里面。
We are all embroiled in the suffering and evil of this world.
但愿他们听了主的话，能够来到你的面前。
May they come before you after hearing the word of God.
我们当中有基督徒已经信你了。
There are Christians among us who have already believed in you.
可能我们忘记了主应许我们的话语。
Perhaps we have forgotten your words of promises.
主会亲自在难处中与我们同在。
God, you will personally be with us in our difficulties.
主会擦干我们的眼泪。
Lord, you will wipe away our tears.
求主再次提醒我们。
Lord, please remind us once again.
以致我们的心被坚强起来。
So that our hearts can be strengthened.
求主借着你的话语，你的福音来得到荣耀。
May you get all the glory through your word and the good news.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
And we pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.